and that's a Tennessee quarterback. You know, I understand everything that comes along with
position.
And so I'm consistent. It doesn't matter whether I came off my best game.
Or you think you'll be able to work out.
I had yesterday pro day. That's my mindset. It's the same guy. Be focused.
I'm looking to see what's best for me and shooting for somewhere around there.
I know at the next level, it will definitely be camped up a little bit, so I'm excited.
Probably on campus, most likely.
What happened with that exactly? You heard the shoulder and the senior.
No, it's a ankle, just high ankle sprain. Two ligaments ended up being torn, so I had to get that repaired with surgery, which 6 weeks back.
How, if at all, do you think the injury questions will affect your draft stock?
I don't think it should. My game tape is not too
sure. No doubt.
And you know, I'll be good by minicamp, so that's really what matters.
How much does a guy like Antonio Brown, you know, his success make you feel like you can make that kind of a jump?
Yeah, a lot. You know, we were actually just talking about him not too long ago. You know, just all the adversity he's faced and just everything he's overcame is huge. And, you know, it gives me and people like me a lot of hope. Just looking at someone like that, he's definitely someone I look up to. He's been through a lot, you know, kind of similar to me. Like I said, that's someone I look up to, and he's a great player, even better person.
What point that a team drafts you, when will you be able to participate?
Excuse me?
At the point you're drafted, when will you participate in those games, training camps?
Doctor says I'll be full speed by, you know, April. With the cut and everything by mid-April, so I'll be good.
Will you run at Pro Day or no?
No, I will not. I will bench at Pro Day.
What's the date for Pro Day?
It's March 15th.
What advice have you gotten from your older brother about this experience?
Just it's exhausting, and probably just to get your sleep beforehand. That's probably one of the biggest things, and you know, just to be who you are, and just trust everything, trust the process, and trust God, give it all to God.
Talk about Antonio a little bit. What questions do you think you have to answer for NFL teams, just given the level of competition that you played at?
I believe that's the biggest question, just the level of competition. And you know, I know a lot of scouts and a lot of other players think that my level of competition wasn't really, you know, that serious, just being from the MAC. And but I feel like I can play with the best of them. You know, my confidence is up there, and you know, I'm not afraid to go against anyone.
Try to convince them otherwise, point to some of the games against the bigger schools.
Yeah, I mean, you know, against Michigan State my junior year. We played Northwestern Illinois this year. I feel like my game tape isn't, you know, anything to be ashamed of, you know, especially when we play bigger schools.
T.J. Fleck, former wide receiver from the NFL, how much did he help your progression, your development?
Oh, tremendously. You know, he's been a great leader to me. He's definitely someone that I look up to. He's, you know, one of the reasons that I am who I am, you know, to this day. You know, not only the player, but the person. He's helped me mature greatly over these 4 years, and you know, he's coached in the league, so he knows a lot. And he's someone that I text, you know, multiple times for advice. You know, we're always talking. But, you know, he's definitely a big part of my success.
Or do you have any guys an example or two of something he helped you on the field that really raised your game or made a big difference for you?
Yeah, one of the big things this year, and one of the big reasons why I came back, was, you know, the contested balls and the 50-50 balls. He's helped me with that tremendously, especially this previous offseason. You know, we were always in the weight room, always, you know, just working on ways to improve that and, you know, improve my strength. And, you know, Coach Simon, our wide receiver coach, was a big part of that as well.
Laquon
Treadwell?
Yeah, with the Chicago receiver going. Yeah,
you know, I don't know him personally, but I know of him. You know, he's a great player. I don't really, like I said, I haven't really talked to him, but, you know, two Chicago receivers that, you know, go first round, that could be, you know, pretty good. No, honestly. I always knew that this was a dream and a goal of mine, but, you know, as far as me being, you know, the top receiver, you know, projected first round, I couldn't even imagine it.
When did you mention that you were, wanted to say, pretty good player, pretty decent
school?
I would say probably going into my junior year is when it really hit me, and that's when, you know, me and Coach Fleck and Coach Simon had talked about it. He's pretty much informed me that, you know, I could be that guy. And, you know, I took on that role and attacked it with my work ethic and, you know, just worked hard from there on out.
On those projections,
projections, how closely do you follow mock drafts and things like that, and where you fall in terms of the other receivers?
As far as when?
Just when you might get drafted.
I didn't really pay attention to that much last year. My decision to stay was one of the best decisions that I've made, and being projected first round this year is it's just a blessing, and I give it all to God.
What do you remember about Luke Getsy and how he helped you start your career off that freshman season? What do you remember about Luke Getsy and how he helped you start your career off that freshman season?
Yeah, he was my freshman wide receiver coach, and he's helped me out a lot. I actually just saw him. He's pretty much, the first guy to believe in me besides Fleck and, trust my abilities. Coming out of high school, we had one offer, and he was one of the guys that, took that chance on me. And he believed in me. He saw the talent before anyone else did.
Corey, how do you think you kind of separate yourself from the other two wide receivers who are expected to go in the first round?
I would say a big thing that separates me from them is, my work ethic. You can ask any one of my coaches or players. My work ethic is something that sets me apart from anyone in the country. I'm always spending extra work, and that's probably because I have that chip on my shoulder. I work like I'm the worst receiver in the draft, but my confidence is up there, and I know that I'm that top guy.
What's the benefit of this week for you if you're not on the field?
Excuse me?
What's the benefit of this week for you if you're not on the field?
Just meeting with coaches and just doing the medical part of everything. Meeting with coaches, that's a big thing, and that's probably just as important as all the on-field work. I think I have to meet with like 11 coaches today, 11 teams, and I have that approach, the same approach that I do going into a game. Just have my mind right and ready to go.
Have you met with or talked to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at all?
Excuse me?
Have you met or talked to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at all?
Not yet.
Are there guys
in the league? Not yet. I haven't today.
Are the guys
in the league
that you watch
right
the
tape,
guys who are playing
now,
or
a lot of the same after? Yeah. I watch Julio Jones a lot. He's kind of a freak of nature, so it's kind of hard to emulate your game after someone like that. But I like the way he plays. He's big, physical, strong. He goes to attack the ball, and he's great after the catch.
Doubts about the level of competition, and did you ever have any doubts, or
was
there a certain point where you realized, no, I can
compete with anyone? I mean, my mindset is I can compete with anybody. It doesn't really matter who's across from me. They bleed red like me, so I'm not afraid to go against anyone. As far as the level of competition, like I said, on my tape, I played with Big Ten teams, and I've competed with those guys, so I'm not really afraid of anyone.
That guy with one scholarship offer to be, what is it that allowed you to get to this point?
It just has a lot to do with that chip on my shoulder. Just coming from high school that I did, we were a high caliber offense, and I felt that I deserved, more than one offer. So, throughout those 4 years I've been at Western, I've always had that chip on my shoulder. And I've always worked like I'm the best guy in the country. So that's the approach that I take.
Titans offense and how you might fit in there. Tennessee Titans.
Just curious influence
I don't really follow them
Trevor
that well.
Davis had on your
I know they have two
Green Bay now.
Really high caliber running backs.
What did you get from them, or how was your relationship with them as a team?
They're definitely going to run the ball. I love blocking, so I can do one thing.
Talk to them. Are they on the list? How'd they go?
Went well. Really well. Feel good about it. On a team that
he's a great
person. As quick as possible. One of my goals is just to become that starting receiver. Just to get my name out there and help the team out, help them win in any way that I can.
Can you explain that a little bit more?
That's kind of the receiver's only time, only chance to really hit someone. And, I definitely take full advantage of it. Go out there. And, blocking has a lot to do with just want to and effort. And that's something that I've learned in college. A big part of that was Coach Simon, always being honest about blocking. That's something I adapted into my game, and I love doing it.
What was it like playing with him? Imagine both of you guys are pretty fast. I know he's pretty fast.
Yeah.
You guys must have had a lot of speed down the field.
How would you cook this team?
They have a good coach. A great coach.
Corey, whereas some of these other receivers come from offenses that have maybe more balance, you've been the focal point at Western for a couple of years now. How do you feel like that level of scrutiny that defenses always have on you has helped you get ready for this moment?
It helped me a lot. You know, they a lot of teams trying to find ways to, you know, take me out of the game and double me or, you know, whoever that may be. But, you know, our offensive coordinator did a great job of hitting me, you know, in different spots in the slot and the outside. So that's definitely helped my game a lot. You know, I've never really been used to the slot until, you know, I got into college. And, it's definitely helped my game and made me the player I am today. Tom Flacco is a great person. You know, he's a great player.
How much did you follow the Saints growing up?
He has a great arm. He's a little bit different from his brother, though. You know, he's quiet. He's really fast, though. To be a dual threat quarterback, and I can see him playing at the next level. Excuse me?
You potentially playing with Joe Flacco.
Yeah, I mean, he's there. He's a great quarterback.
He had huge kick return numbers this
very
year,
smart.
A couple touchdowns.
I like the way he plays. I like
their
offense.
A function that kind of yards after
I got to play with him, and I wouldn't be mad.
At the end of the ball game where you kind of went up and got it out of the guy's hand. Did that play kind of sum up who you are as a receiver? I mean, it seemed like it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the defender was kind of draped all over me.
Forgive me for not knowing. Did you do that a lot in college? Like, how extensively?
I wasn't really looking for one anyway. But, you know, I just kind of fought through it and found a way. You know, that's kind of what we, how we approach, you know, wide receivers at our university. That's pretty much what we do. You know, every ball is a loop ball because it's thrown to you. So you got to find a way to get it.
Coach Flex still used that man hands, the jugs machine. What does that drill do for you? Does it help you? Is it something that...
I still actually use that. You know,
I got a high press.
Get some man hands.
And how far have you come from there?
I come a long way.
Kind of with the speed of the ball, just kind of controlling it and everything.
Hey, when, so I see them do that, yeah.
Coming out this year, you had two